The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're tackling some of the tense situations that tend to come up around big family gatherings like Thanksgiving, which is only about a week away.
Deciding where to go for the holidays is so tricky. The decision causes arguments every year, so it's important to talk it out ahead of time and come up with a plan that works best for you and your spouse. Some people alternate every year, or if they do Thanksgiving with this set of grandparents, then they'll do Christmas with the other set.
If everybody lives close enough to each other, you can try to get around to see everybody on each holiday. What you want to avoid is having a schedule that's so packed and hectic that you don't even get to enjoy it. You also want to be flexible enough so that even if this is the year you're supposed to go to your parents' house, if there's a special circumstance, like maybe an older relative who's very ill, maybe you can change your plan so that you can spend as much time seeing that person while you still can.
That being said, it's also important not to let the same family members manipulate you with a huge guilt trip if you don't spend the holiday at their house. Sometimes the easygoing relatives get the short end of the stick because they don't throw a fit if they don't get their way, but that can breed long-term resentment, so watch out for that and make it as fair as it can be.
That's it for us today, but remember to check out our holiday events guide and sign up to get our free email newsletter, which goes out to thousands of parents right here in Northwest Arkansas. That web address is nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.